This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The head of the UN's human rights monitoring mission to Ukraine Friday expressed deep concern by what she described as summary executions of prisoners of war carried out by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield in Ukraine. At a news conference in Kyiv, the mission gave its first full reckoning of torture, use of human shields, and other abuses against POWs that could amount to war crimes since Russia's invasion more than a year ago. Monitoring Mission Chief Matilda Bogner documented the killings of up to 25 Russian prisoners of war by Ukrainian armed forces, as well as the summary execution of 15 Ukrainian prisoners of war shortly after being captured by Russian armed forces. She also detailed interviews the mission conducted with released prisoners of war from both sides.
Since the 24th of February last year, we have documented 621 cases of enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention of civilians by Russian armed forces. Among the 127 that we interviewed after their release, 90% reported that members of the Russian security forces tortured and ill-treated them while in detention. We have documented 91 cases of enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention committed by Ukrainian security forces. Of the 73 victims we interviewed, 53% had been tortured or ill-treated by members of Ukrainian armed forces and law enforcement agencies.
With Russia's attempt to capture the eastern city of Bakhmut stalled, Ukraine's top ground forces commander is indicating their long-awaited counteroffensive could begin very soon. From his Telegram social media account, Ukrainian Colonel General Alexander Sursky said Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are, in his words, losing considerable strength and are running out of steam and trying to take control of Bakhmut. The European Union Thursday took steps to help Ukraine's efforts, finalizing a $2 billion